I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In the United States, women can do anything they want. Well, at least legally, they have the right to hold any job. But in Russia, there's a list of jobs that women can't do, jobs that are considered too dangerous and physically grueling. One Russian woman recently tried to challenge the list. She filed a discrimination claim after being denied a job as a metro train operator. But this month, Russia's Supreme Court ruled against her. Correspondent Jessica Gallagher takes a look at what jobs women can't do in Russia.
In Moscow, the metro is the easiest way to get around. Officials tout the metro as an on-time, well-run service with very competent workers. But if you're a woman and want to drive a train, you're out of luck. The only job a woman can do on the train is this. Russia's constitution guarantees men and women equal employment, but the country's labor code states women shouldn't do hard physical labor or jobs that entail harmful or dangerous conditions. And the code lists 460 jobs off limits to women. Jobs like chimney sweep, firefighter, blacksmith, steelworker, and metro train operator. But women here can drive buses, trams, and trolleys. Irina Vasanova is a teacher in her late 50s. She says it's ironic the list of jobs deemed too hard for women was established in the Soviet era.
In Soviet times, often Soviet women would repair the roads in the city and also the railways. During maintenance, they would do very hard, manly, heavy work.
But the list of no-can-do jobs for women isn't just a Soviet relic. In 2000, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed off on the latest list. Yevgeny Nasanov says the restrictions still make sense. Nasanov is with the Kremlin-aligned Young Russia Foundation, which promotes Russian family values.
I think there are several jobs and professions that women shouldn't do. For instance, defend their country. Men should protect the homeland, not women. Women should stay at home and take care of the children and the family.
And that's a common view here.
I think we can't say with certainty that there is not much interest in, this is an overstatement, there is no interest in gender issues at large in Russia.
Masha Lipman is with the Carnegie Center, a think tank based here in Moscow.
The Bolshevik state imposed the concept of gender equality. And as anything imposed from above, it only went so deep. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, the conservative attitudes came to the fore.
Russian teacher Irina Vasanova agrees. She says many Russian women don't care about the restrictions because they don't want to do what are considered manly jobs.
Russian women often want to appear weak. They like that men think that they are weak. Russian women don't think about discrimination.
So you probably shouldn't expect to see female freight handlers or train operators anytime soon. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.